From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The February business meeting of the club was held on the 27th, chaired by President Peter, VK4SIR. Three members joined via Zoom to make up a healthy attendance of 17 members. Welcome to new member John Ross from the USA, who is currently going through the process of acquiring his Australian licence. In the Weissen Report, Robert, VK4KHW, reported on the joint event with Brisbane Weissen to support the Kuyar Horse Ride, which will go ahead on March 18 and 19. The calendar for the 2023 Weissen events includes the Pinnacles Classic on April 2, Brisbane Trail Marathon April 30, the big one, the Guzzler Ultra Marathon July 22 and 23, Lake Manchester Trail August 20, and Mount Glorious Trail November 12. We're always on the lookout for extra help for these events, so if you can chip in, please email ipswichweissen@gmail.com. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We must give a big shout out to our fellow operators on the record-breaking areas of the state. The Gulf Country and many areas to the south have endured massive deluges this week, and other southern inland areas are still waiting for the rains that will provide relief for farmers looking for a return this season. Whilst there have been many areas flooded and rescues have been taking place, I have not been aware of any involvement of the amateur radio community as yet. Over the years, I have queried the place of the radio amateur within the community services, and I have seen bursts of enthusiasm as groups developed. Over that same time, I have read the reports from our overseas colleagues that have supported and trained people in various phases of emergency service and communications. And I have wondered out loud why we haven't been able to offer a greater service to our communities. We've had reports of groups using UHF-CB radios to provide safety checks and message handling, but with better access to higher power and more facilities, we don't seem to have the impetus to draw the hams out of hibernation. It would be wonderful if people from groups such as Weissen once again put information out for the general listeners to these news broadcasts. We don't know where and what is happening when, like rabbits, they only come out of their burrows after the sun goes down. It almost seems that the most ambitious activity some radio clubs have is running a sausage to sort of pay for the year's expenses. I know this isn't really the case, but away from the small gatherings, there is no inkling that things are happening. Let's get our heads together and share what is happening and encourage others with showing the vibrancy that this activity has. There are various things happening which attract amateurs like moths to a flame, and they cover a wide variety of activities. I don't really need to read a list of the different projects that we can take on, either as individuals or as club representatives. Unlike the poor moths who burn their wings off, we get to enjoy these facets of the radio service, and when we publish the details, it can provide ideas to others to try and share. This has been the worth of the clubs, to unite people within an area, to get more out of a mutually enjoyable pursuit. I'm seeing reports of global contacts happening, but there is difficulty in sharing from town to town, region to region, when it comes to saying, we are here and this is what we are doing. We appreciate the clubs do contribute to Q News and welcome the others who have been mic-shy to date. We all want to see this great pastime and educational pursuit continue to grow. Years ago, the American periodical The Reader's Digest published a story set in the Great Depression. It was about a farming family who built a successful roadside business selling produce. As more people got motor cars and the word spread, they put up signage and the business boomed. The Depression hit and fewer people came to buy at the farm gate, until a college-educated son convinced the family that the advertising was too costly, and they took down the signs along the roads. The travellers no longer came, and with no income, they closed the store. I hope we aren't at the stage of removing the advertising and wondering why no one comes. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Now, on the 2023 social scene, and remember, clubs are more than welcome to submit text with audio for this section. Ladies, your big one's coming up. It's Alara Meet 2023, November 4 and 5, to be held in Hobart. In VK4, it's Sunfest September 9 at the Mountain Creek State School. This is just off the Sunshine Motorway, Mountain Creek. Again, for all we hams in VK, it's the WIA AGM May 13 at 10:30 a.m. It is still proposed for Canberra, but it will be a hybrid event conducted both in person and by video streaming. And in VK4, it's Redfest April 1. Here's Robert.
Redfest 2023, Saturday the 1st of April 2023. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC, right here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4 TFN here. The Redcliffe Club will hold our Hamfest on Saturday the 1st of April 2023 at 9 a.m. at St Michael's College, Caboolture. Please mark the date in the calendar on your mobile phone. There will be raffle prizes. Breakfast is served at 8 a.m. Redfest opens at 9 a.m. at $5 admission. Vendors, order your tables in March. $10 per table. Vendors are admitted free. For table bookings, email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. It'll be a good day out. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you, and 73 is from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.